This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yes, we've pretty much done the interview while the song was on.
We couldn't help ourselves, could we?
We'll try again.
Yeah.
We are joined by the one and only Tristan Meacham. Welcome. Oh, thank you so much for having me, boys.
Always a pleasure.
I'm not in the sort of mood today where I, you know, like every other day and, well, every day of my life, I have my photo taken because I either take it myself or somebody else does. That's just the world I live in and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in that sort of mood today where I want to have my photo done, but that outfit you're wearing
is amazing.
That it would just definitely got to have a
Someone's
photo.
Calling in to get an order for it.
We've definitely got to have a photo with you.
I'll take two.
The phone's ringing and Dean's losing it.
You'll take the call. Who is it?
Hello.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the only regret
I don't know
is
what's
that,
going yes. on.
The only regret it's polyester.
Yeah, right.
So it's a bit hot.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah.
It's someone laughing.
Is it?
It was someone laughing.
That's all it is.
Oh my god.
Should we start again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Welcome to No, what?
Oh,
what?
Who's ringing us?
Off. I have no idea.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You're too popular, both of you.
But we want to talk about your new event that you've got coming up. Mm. Or should we talk about the old one? Because that, you know.
Well, why don't we start with the new, to the old, come back to the new.
All right, you see, we're prepped.
Yeah.
You are doing an event called the LGBTI Elders Dance Club.
Yep.
Give us a bit about that.
Well, we've had the great privilege of actually doing it for the last 12 months.
Right.
And the end of year party extravaganza will be held
which
this
is all
Sunday.
The Queen's Men, isn't
all
it?
The Queen's Men. That's yeah. the organisation yes. that I have the great privilege of working with.
Right.
And the dance club is really just a monthly get together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fantastic opportunity for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and intersex elders to come down.
What makes an elder? What is an elder?
Well, that's a good thing. I guess it's we don't discriminate, so everyone is actually welcome. But
sure.
it's a special space for people 65 and over. I think that's what the state government define an elder by. But it's really for the whole community.
Yeah.
So come along if you don't necessarily identify that. We really welcome one and all. But it is really a safe space for our elders to come together, have a great dance. There's some wonderful music, free food, free champagne, always a great
Well, that's
glass
Dean
of,
and
yeah,
I.
There
now.
We are, there it is.
Got no problem there.
We'll see that, yeah.
I'm pushing 50.
Yeah, but we've been hosting it for almost 12 months at the Fitzroy Town Hall. And we just thought we'd do a bit of a knees up to celebrate what a massive year it's been, obviously, for
yes.
the whole community.
And I mean, it has been a big year for the community,
yep.
but also for you guys. You guys put on an amazing event.
We have had a very significant event in October, which
yes.
was a great success.
The coming back out ball.
It was fantastic.
It was absolutely
now,
wonderful.
What made you get involved, or did you begin All the Queen's Men?
Yes, it is. So together with Beck Reed, I run All the Queen's Men.
And what made you start a group like that?
Well, I guess we're both practicing artists, so I think we're also interested in working with communities and people. We think everybody has an amazing skill. So actually, the sort of medium that we like to use is working with people, if that makes sense
yeah.
in a way. So I guess what we're interested in doing is creating events that celebrate the wonderful people of Melbourne and broader communities. And this year, obviously, me as a young gay man have been really passionate about advocating and creating amazing events for LGBTI elders. So the dance club has come out of that, wanting to make sure that we have a regular community space for people to come together. It started off with literally only four or five people together going, who are you and what are you doing? And over the last 12 months, it's been really wonderful that it's built. So the
flourished.
Last, flourished. It really has.
Absolutely has.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to turn people away. No.
Really?
Not at all, no. But we've had about 50.
That's us out.
Yeah. Good, you got that. No, not at all.
Subtle hint.
But there's been
standing outside.
Not at all.
Picketing now.
There was almost 55 people at the last dance club, which was really fantastic.
Great.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah, and we're really thrilled that we'll be doing it throughout 2018 as well. So
all
it'll be
right.
a monthly event throughout 2018.
And the coming back out ball.
Yes.
What, that just was really embraced, wasn't it? By, all those that were involved.
Absolutely. It felt like it was at a very serendipitous time. Obviously, yes. It was in the middle of that terrible postal vote. And yes. It was actually really amazing to have an event that was made with, for and by the community. So actually, I think what was so special about it was that everyone came together. It was owned by all of us. We had some amazing performers. Look, the performances were pretty phenomenal. Deborah Cheatham singing a song that I think I'll remember for
amazing,
the rest of my life.
She
was phenomenal. Robin Archer hosted the event. But it was really about creating a moment to celebrate those that have come before us so that we can actually acknowledge the privileges that we have and the yes. fact that we are actually able to pick it for equality. And there's obviously...
It was about more than that, though.
It was about
giving a space for them to have a space.
You let him know. You let the event organiser
know. I'm saying it was, because I was there as well, it was so wonderful to be at an event that was actually for the elders of our community, as opposed to, you know, come along. And this was their moment, and I was just grateful to even be able to share in it.
I mean, it was a privilege, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And people like Ro Allen and her always open up their speech with the welcome to the land of the, you know, the Indigenous people.
Yes.
And paying respects to their elders.
Yeah.
And she always mentions she pays respect to the elders of the, you know, the gay and lesbian community as well.
I think it's a really important thing to be doing and thinking about, because
how could you not realise that anything that we've got now, we got through them? You know, we're doing a lot ourselves now. Yeah. We don't have to constantly bow down to someone because of what they gave to us, but you've got to respect it.
Absolutely.
But they gave it.
And also I think that you, that often it's not acknowledged as well. You know, you move forward all the time.
Sure.
And you need to be looking back and realising the privileges that you have inherited. And the Coming Back Out Ball was really about taking the time to step back and say, this is for the elders that have paved the way, but also acknowledging that there's a lot of LGBTI elders that don't live in their full sexual gendered or cultural identity, and so they're still in the closet.
Yeah.
So that fight that younger
they go
LGBTI
back in the closet.
Absolutely, and that was what the name of the ball was about, celebrating and I guess setting up a community. That's why we're really excited that the dance club is continuing.
That's why I love the dance club.
They must love you.
Oh, I love them as well.
Yes,
it's mutual.
I mean, obviously, I mean, they must love you, you know. What were you wearing on the night? I haven't seen any photos. Isn't
the heels
really?
Were so high.
Do you often wear
It was a one
heels?
One day a year event.
Oh, I was
really.
Going to say, because
especially
ruined
these
my
ones,
back.
I can tell you, these ones especially,
really,
you wouldn't be able to wear them.
No. No one wanted to talk to me apart from my heels. That was the only reason.
You
why
know,
I was
he was
so much
ready
attention.
For Melbourne Cup. They were that high.
Wow.
Giddy up. It was a bit like that.
And
well.
We mentioned just before we went on air about doing another one. I mean, it's got to be a yearly event. And one of the main reasons for that is because I want to perform at it.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't even like old people. Don't go there. No, I don't mind it, but we've got to do fundraising for it if it's about money and things like that. Of course it's got to be celebrated like we do with the younger community, you know?
And
never stop.
You know?
Well, I think what was really exciting, what it demonstrated was that there was a real need for it. The community came out in droves. We had people flying interstate for the event. It was in the New York Times in terms of the excitement of the event, and I think to be able to make sure for next year. And I think as a result, we really want to make sure that we continue to work with and for the LGBTI elders.
Absolutely. We're grateful that you could join us. We've got to go to the news with one of our elders now.
But before we do that, if you want to go to the LGBTI Elders Dance Club, it's the final event for the year. Mm-hmm. So you can head to the Fitzroy Town Hall on Sunday the 3rd of December at 2 o'clock. That's this weekend.
And
that
you've got a Facebook page, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can check out the comingbackoutball.com, which has all the information for the dance club throughout 2018.
Good on you.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.